Good evening to my listeners here in the United States and around the world. I'm your host, CI, for CI Radio Podcast Show. Today's date is Monday, February 12th, 2024. Let's get started. So today I'm going to discuss about life's defining moments. And I did an interview a while ago before all of this stuff that had happened to me about life's defining moments. And I had mine where a situation didn't go as well as I thought it would. And I feel like every time I try to march 20 steps forward, I'm pulled 50 steps back. It's like, why me? Why am I going through this challenge? My friends wasn't there for me. My family members wasn't there for me. There's people out there that'll sit up there and say that you're playing the victim when their actions is the reason why you're where you're at. Because the lack of maturity and communication wasn't there. And when you don't communicate with somebody, and if you don't go to the source of where these allegations are started, there's going to be an appetite for destruction. So life's defining moments, it's going to happen to you, no matter what type of industry that you're in, no matter what type of career that you're in, no matter, you can be homeless, sick, rich, wealthy, poor. You can be black, white, it doesn't matter. Practice religion or don't. Life's defining moments will come knocking on your door when you least expect it. It's all about letting you know of what you need to do, what you have to do to stay on your game, to stay focused, because sometimes in life, I'm speaking for myself, I get too comfortable because I feel like the people have my best interest when it's all up to me. Because it's like, if I can't look out for me, if I can't carry my weight, I can't expect for somebody else to do it. It's almost like being on a boat, and if there's only one person paddling, how do you expect for that boat to stay afloat? It's going to sink. So that's what I was saying about life's defining moments. My defining moment really let me know of who was there for me and who wasn't there for me. It let me know who was real, who was fake, who were cheering for me to lose as opposed for people that were cheering for me to win. And usually what they'll do is the people that hurt you or have done you wrong or betrayed you, they'll make it seem like it's you. You're the one who's doing it. Like you're playing the victim when it's in all hindsight, it was them that did it. So the world that we live in with social media and all of that, it's all about the manipulation. But you got so many people out there that hate me, that wish death on me, that want me to fail. These are real things that have happened to me, all because I wanted to strive for something greater. And the enemy knows whenever you're on your way, you got a plan or a vision to be what you want to be, to get to where you want to be, to be able to provide for others and give them the opportunity. The enemy knows what you're doing. They sense your power, they fear your power, and guess what? They try to bring you all the way back. So that's what I mean about life's defining moments. You know what I'm saying? It's all about not being too comfortable. Trust nobody, you know, other than yourself and the universal God. Because if you get too comfortable and you become lax and not stand on what you need to do, your enemies and adversaries will attack you and see that there's a weakness. We can get him right there. You know, when I became homeless and nowhere to go, living out in the cold Missouri streets, you know, with nowhere to go, nothing to eat, out in the elements. That lets me know of life's defining moments, that nothing is guaranteed, man. And if you can't carry your own weight, then who's going to do it for you? And we've all going to face these challenges and these obstacles along the way, because you're chosen. And that's the reason why they attack you. But a wise man once said, if your phone doesn't ring while you're losing, don't answer it. Don't pick it up when you're winning. You know, another wise man said, when it comes to your dreams and your goals, sometimes the people that you're around don't see your full potential. They don't see your value. They don't value you. The only time they'll value you is when they can benefit from something from you. But when you walk this journey on wanting to be something or somebody, you're going to walk this journey alone. You're going to develop a lot of enemies, a lot of adversaries, a lot of animosity along the way. But one thing's for sure, never sell yourself too short. Never sell yourself to become so little. Never let anyone tell you that you can't do something, because just because they think small doesn't mean that I have to think small. And you got people that will want you to conform to what they want you to be. But use your mind. My life's defining moment on being homeless and nowhere to go and no family to lean on, not even too many friends, it let me know who was there for me throughout, during this life defining moment, this life changing event. It let me know who was there for me. So always remember that. Always remember that it's up to you to carry your own weight. It's up to you to get to where you want to be. You want to be at peace with yourself. You want to have happiness. Depression and anxiety comes in because you're fighting this dark, evil battle on the outside, but you're fighting an internal battle on the inside. So you just got to stay focused, keep on going. It's hard, but you're being tested. Life's defining moment, it's about testing you to see how strong you really are. Being out on the streets and being homeless, and when people have betrayed you, that lets you know that you cannot get too comfortable in today's world.